USA Radio News.
It's been 3 days since Florence began pounding North Carolina, and Governor Roy Cooper says there's much more to come.
The danger is still immediate. Flood waters are rising as rivers crest, and they will for days.
Now a tropical depression, Florence has caused nearly 24 deaths, including a 1-year-old boy who slipped from his mother's grip and drowned in Union County. The coastal city of Wilmington is nearly cut off. North Carolina Transportation Secretary James Trogdon.
We have one limited route into Wilmington, and we're pushing supplies as hard as we possibly can.
Rescuers are plucking residents from flooded homes as North Carolina's swollen rivers are reaching record or near-record crests from the epic rain that was unleashed by Florence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
More tariffs may be imposed on China. The Wall Street Journal report comes after the White House invited Beijing to hold new talks on their tariff dispute. Last week, President Trump told reporters such a move could come soon. The Journal report cites unnamed people familiar with the matter who say the tariff level will likely be set about 10%. That's below the 25% announced earlier this year. Federal investigators continue to determine what triggered a series of gas explosions that destroyed dozens of homes in the Boston suburbs. Robert Sumwalt of the National Transportation Safety Board has some preliminary findings.
We believe that the gas did indeed flow into homes at significantly greater flow rates and pressure.
Mm-hmm.
The real question for this investigation is to answer why this occurred.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Pope Francis appealed to the mafia to renounce their quests for power and money as he visited Sicily on Saturday to honor a priest that was slain by mob henchmen for trying to protect youth from the evil clutches of organized crime. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The message Pope Francis delivers to the Sicilian Mafia is, give up crime, embrace love. He spoke to a crowd in Palermo over the weekend and warned that people cannot believe in God and be members of the Mafia. He said Sicily requires men and women of love, not men and women of honor, a reference to the code that Mafia members proclaim to live by. In the past, Pope Francis has called for the excommunication of Mafia members, many of whom regularly worship in the church. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A swimmer in his 20s is attacked by a shark at a beach at Cape Cod in Massachusetts, and he dies from the attack. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
The Wellfleet Police Department says the victim was pulled from the water and taken to Cape Cod Hospital where he died. Joe Booth, a local fisherman and surfer, says warnings about shark attacks in the past were always considered a joke.
I've been driving on Cape Cod for 18 years for surf, and it's always been a joke. But over the past decade, it's not a joke anymore. It's for real.
The victim and another man were boogie boarding 30 yards off the beach when the incident occurred. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.